What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, leave it to Louisiana Senator John Kennedy to put his foot in his mouth. He was on Fox News, says about gun control and about guns. He goes, you don't stop drunk drivers by getting rid of all sober drivers, which is what many of my Democrat friends want to do with respect to the Second Amendment. He said, in his judgment, what we don't need is gun control. We need idiot control. And I kind of agree with him. If we had less idiots in the Senate, maybe we could get something done. Just kind of a thought. Maybe if we had less John Kennedy and more people with, some thought, some reason, some sanity, maybe we would have some thoughts. And here to share some thoughts on the issue, because here it is back again, another shooting. I don't know why this one has caught the attention when there were 200 before it, and there'll probably be 200 more because all we seem to get are thoughts and prayers. I've asked Alex Barrio to come talk with us. Alex is the director of advocacy of gun prevention, gun violence prevention at the Center for American Progress. AmericanProgress.org is their website. Alex, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good afternoon.
So what do you think of this idea of we need more idiot control, Alex?
Well, I think idiot control is definitely something we need generally. I think you're right about, controlling some of these senators, keeping them out. And when we talk about driving, he makes a good analogy, I think, because for a car, you need to have training, you need to get licensed, you need to get insured. There are all these steps, all these barriers before someone can drive, because we know how hazardous vehicles can be. How many thousands of people die every year from car accidents, and we have a system in place to try to reduce that. We also have systems in place on the manufacturing side, making sure cars have airbags, rear view cameras now, rear view mirrors. On guns, we have none of that. And thus, idiots, as he refers to them, but what I would call dangerous people, are easily able to get guns because there are no rules, there are no regulations, there are no barriers. And because of that, we've had a flood of arms into our streets, and they have led now to well over 200 shootings. The shootings are going to continue, and their answer is to make jokes on Fox News instead of seriously address this problem.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing that gets me, and there seem to be so many of these that it's almost, I've almost joked that, I guess coronavirus is over because we're back to shooting season.
No, I mean, absolutely. And one of the things that we have to keep in mind is the link between coronavirus and this increase in gun violence. Since the COVID pandemic started in March 2020, tens of millions of guns have been brought by millions of new gun owners who've never owned a gun before. As a result, we have seen dramatic increases in road rage shootings, interpersonal violence, intimate partner violence, and now a return of school shootings and mass shootings led by extremists who have frankly been isolated because of COVID for years, and they've radicalized themselves online, connecting with each other in group chats. I mean, the shooter in Buffalo, and I think the reason that the shooter in Buffalo has sort of become the center of the world's attention right now is because he left a manifesto, he streamed his assault, and he really laid out why he was doing this, the hate that drove him, how that hate manifested and grew over the course of the last 2 years. And he also laid out a plan for other people to replicate what he was doing. And so there's a uniquely extra horrible component to this that, frankly, I think the media is jumping on and we're discussing now. And, you know, it is a good opportunity, though, to talk about the ways in which we could have prevented this shooting. Yeah. And there are a lot.
Uniquely conservative at this in this juncture in our country's history. And that's the frightening part of this. I mean, they all seem to, and I hate to say, you know, this is the Republican Party's, you know, this is their thing, but it kind of seems like it is. I mean, every time we turn around, you know, you're looking at this and you're seeing the manifesto, you know, with their talking points, that the F channel seems to have, you know, they seem to mirror. In fact, I know the New York Times did a piece where they look, you know, side by side with what we know. And, you know, it seemed, you know, replacement theory seemed to be in both the F channel, you know, talking points and this murderer's manifesto.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the New York Times article listed or referred to 400 different episodes of the Tucker Carlson show where he mentioned the great replacement theory. More recently this year, you've had politicians, including the number three Republican in the House, Elise Stefanik, Senator Rick Scott, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee that he chairs, Representative Chip Roy from Texas, a number of these people talking about how there's this conspiracy, and they're producing ads with this conspiracy that Democrats want to replace white voters with Latino voters, with immigrant voters. And it's nonsense, especially when you consider the fact that if the Republican Party was just slightly less racist, they would win plenty of minority voters, as they do in Florida, where I'm originally from, and where the Cuban population votes by the millions for Republicans on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Now, going back to that car analogy, I mean, you know, one of the things that I've said, and I'm not anti-gun. I'm not somebody, you know, who wants to grab people's guns. I realize there's a difference in culture. I grew up as a kid in a housing project on the west side of Cleveland. So when I saw somebody with a gun, reality, somebody was probably going to die. I now live in a neighborhood, in a rural community, where if you see somebody with a gun, they're probably going down the road to the free gun range, or they're probably going to go hunting. There are different cultures. There are different things that go on, and I understand that. And there have to be policy aims and things that hold people accountable in both of those worlds and in everywhere in between. But sadly, when you have these kind of blinders on of slippery slope kind of nonsense arguments that they make, you can do nothing to solve problems anywhere. And that's a part of my big problem with the right in their gun fetish.
No, absolutely. There are common sense ways in which we can prevent people who are dangerous from getting guns, you know, people who have malicious intent. We have things like permits requiring, in some states, law enforcement is required to interview you before you're able to get a permit. We should have longer background checks. Right now, we have a 3-day waiting period after a background check. And if your background check is not returned within those 3 days by the ATF, the gun dealer must sell you the gun. We need to have universal background checks, because people now, through what is known as the gun show loophole, they can go to gun shows, they can go online, they can order guns without any sort of background check. And it's this kind of illegal and unlawful and unsafe gun trafficking and gun movement that we really want to crack down on. Additionally, guns are dangerous. When you're talking about your neighbors, you're talking about people in rural areas who've been handling guns for 20, 30, 40 years. Their whole life, for generations. Right now, you have tens of millions of people who have guns who have never held a gun before purchasing it in states without training requirements. With 25 states now that have permitless carry, Florida likely to become the 26th at some point in the near future, we're looking at a huge influx of untrained people unsafely handling guns, lashing out. And as a result, we've seen increases in road rage killings, police officers being shot, children finding guns and unintentionally killing themselves, and on. The parade of horribles continues. And their response, again, is to, you know, make up this parade of horrors that's going to happen, the slippery slope. But the slippery slope, on the other hand, is here. Over 400 million guns in our country. And what do we have to show for it? People getting shot or shooting themselves every minute of the day.
It's sad. But as I was going to say with the car analogy, we hold people accountable. When they misuse their cars, when their car is used in an inappropriate way, we hold them accountable. When their car is stolen or they've given it to somebody, we hold them accountable. We hold someone accountable. And we don't do that with guns. I mean, that's the weird thing, you know. Oh, my gun was stolen 2 years ago and I didn't bother to report it. And now we find that it's been used in crimes. I mean, we hear about personal responsibility. It doesn't seem to filter down to that. And I think I have a problem with that.
No, absolutely. There's a lack of responsibility on the part of these gun owners who are letting their guns slip into dangerous hands. And it's a failure of our politics. It's a failure of our legislators and our governors to really pass laws and in Congress to pass laws to hold people accountable for recklessly handling laws. On top of that, we have something called PLACA. It's the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. It forbids gun manufacturers from being sued. Gun manufacturers are the only industry in the country that are prevented by law from being sued for building dangerous weapons. A lot of the safety features that cars have right now are as a result of litigation. If we had litigation going after gun manufacturers for them to make gun safer, to require fingerprints, to require new technology, to require trigger locks on every gun, to require gun safes purchased with every gun, then we would start to see a change. However, because they are protected by this law, we are unable to sue them, or generally victims and survivors are unable to sue them in order to figure out ways in which they can manufacture these weapons in a safer way to protect the customer and to protect America.
You listen to the Rick Smith Show. We're here with Alex Barrio. He's the director of advocacy for gun violence prevention at the Center for American Progress. You can check out their website, AmericanProgress.org. We'll get links out on social media. Now, I get from my gun friends all the time, well, you know, these mass shootings, there seem to be a lot of them, but. You know, you look at our inner cities. Our inner cities are, you know, bad guys with guns, all of these, you know, illegal guns, all this stuff. That's the real problem. Don't come after us, you know, good gun owners. Go after them. What do you say to that?
Well, I challenge them to look at the numbers and realize that there is, yes, gun violence in the inner city, but there's also gun violence in rural communities. More police officers are shot every day in rural communities than in urban communities across the country. That is a fact. We have serious crisis across Appalachia, across exurban communities that are being ravaged right now by meth and opiate abuse all over the country. And so, yes, there is a problem with gun violence in the urban core, and there's a problem with gun violence in the suburbs as well, where you have intimate partner violence rising, and again, road rage incidents, unintentional shootings that are as a result of reckless gun policies. And again, when people mention that, I push back to them. So what is your solution? What is your solution as a legal gun owner to protect your right? Because your right is being undermined by people abusing it consistently all over the country. Gun manufacturers, gun dealers abusing this right and putting our children, our communities, our families in harm's way.
Yeah, I always get the good guy with a gun. That's the answer. We need more people with guns. And I'm going, we've got 400 million. We have more guns in this country than we have people. I don't feel any safer. And like you said, we've now got more people who have never had access to guns before, who bought them out of fear of what could come out of the pandemic. And what, look, to be honest, you know, I know a lot of my liberal friends who know the folks on the extreme right, the militia crowds, the white supremacists, the gun fetishists on that side, they're starting to arm themselves because of all this underground chatter of the next civil war. This isn't a healthy environment for a democracy or for citizens as a whole.
No, it's not. And it's symptomatic, I think, of a political leadership and a political system on the Republican Party that capitalizes on this apocalyptic narrative, right? The world is going to end, civilization is going to end, things are going to change. And so we need to attack and get ready. You know, civil war is being brought into reality potentially by people talking about it, right? They're instigating it and inciting it and pushing people to own arms, to buy weapons, to hoard them in anticipation of this. It doesn't have to be this way.
Yeah. So policy-wise, Alex, you know, which way do you go? Because I know there are a lot of people trying to push the Democrats to take on gun control. And I know a lot of my strategy people are going, no, that's a loser for us. You know, what is the way forward? Because there's got to be a way to solve this problem, or at least, you know, help mitigate some of the damage. What is the way forward, do you think?
Oh, there's a number of different ways. First of all, we have to recognize that gun violence is the source of all of our crime increases over the past few years. Property crimes have decreased all across the board. What has risen over the past 2 years is a dramatic increase in gun crime and gun violence. There are many ways in which we can address this. As I spoke before about universal background checks, there's also things like extreme risk protection orders, which are also known as red flag laws. And these are laws that allow family members, when someone is in crisis or when someone is making threats, family members can call the police. The police can come take away that individual's guns, and that person will then have a process where they go to court after a mental health evaluation and argue whether or not they can get their guns back. That sort of process has saved countless lives, and it should have been used in New York last summer when the Buffalo shooter threatened to take his own life, threatened a school shooting, but the parents did not file for an ERPO. They did not do it, and as a result, the 18-year-old, now the adult, was allowed to amass an arsenal. So that's another policy. Safe storage policies generally, making sure that everybody who is a gun owner is educated, required to buy a gun safe, and educated about how you have to keep your ammo separate from your firearm. Having gun safes will reduce the threat of your gun being stolen and your gun being misused. And then we have to crack down on gun trafficking between different states. You know, right now there's going to be a nomination fight over an ATF director. The ATF hasn't had a permanent director since 2015. We need an ATF director who will work with local law enforcement to get illegal guns off the street and to crack down on firearms dealers who are selling guns to kids, who are going to gun shows and selling guns to criminals and broadly violating the law and getting away with it, because the ATF is lacking in leadership and resources to actually fight and bring these down. We know for a fact that there's only a few hundred gun dealers that are responsible for 80% of trafficked guns in the country. Brady United, one of our partner organizations, has a chart that tracks these licensed firearm dealers who are in constant violation of the law. We need to crack them down and shut them down, and in that way, begin to keep our community safe and stop the flow.
Last question I've got for you. Any hope in this? I mean, Pat Toomey had, at one point, seemed to be somewhat open to background checks or, you know, some things. He's going to be out of the Senate soon, and I'm grateful for that on a whole bunch of other levels. Is there any appetite on the Republican side to do anything on this issue, or is this really going to be an election year issue?
So it's definitely going to be an election year issue, because at the federal level, there is no appetite. Our Republican senators, Republican congresspeople, they are not connected. They do not care. At the state legislative level, governors, again, we have a real problem. At the local level, however, there are plenty of Republican city commissioners and mayors and small towns all over the country who do care about this issue because they see it every day. Their constituents are in their face every single day. They are going to the vigils. They are talking to the police chief, and the police chief is like talking about how their officers are being shot at by AR-15s and they can't defend themselves and protect themselves. And so at the local level, there are Republicans working on this issue, and there is a lot that can be done. Frankly, it comes down to education and honestly encouraging people, please do not buy a gun. You do not need a gun in this country. Do not buy into the conspiracy theories. Do not buy into the lies. At the end of the day, you are much, much safer without a gun in your home and in your life?
By a dog. There you go. Alex, I appreciate the time and the input. I hope you'll come back and share some more with us. This issue not going away anytime soon. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Alex Barrio, like I said, director of the Gun Violence Prevention Program there at the Center for American Progress. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Do you agree? Should people be held accountable for the guns that they own? Should we have, background checks? Should we have training? Before you buy a gun, should you know how to use it? Kind of looking at the John Kennedy analogy with cars. I'm thinking right back after this. Welcome back to The Rick Smith Show. Check out our website, thericksmithshow.com. If you miss any of today's program or any of our programs, you can get the podcast right there at the website or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. You know, on this gun issue, and like I said, you know, I've been in both worlds. I've been in areas where you see somebody with a gun, duck. And look, I've seen people shot. It ain't pretty. It's not like it is in the movies. I've watched someone die. Ain't pretty. Not like it is in the movies. And like I said, I live in a neighborhood where, you know, there is a gun range, you know, within earshot of where we live. And you hear them, you know, out there. The culture where I live now is, you know, generations passed down guns from one to the next. This is grandpa's rifle. And look, that is part of who we are as a country. I don't want to take that away. But, you know, the reality is, especially as we can't figure out how to get along or respect each other's opinions or any of that, the fact that so many people have guns and this idea that it's all about the self. Understand, we had guns, you know, generations ago. They were everywhere. And yeah, there was gun violence. But this kind of, you know, this manifesto stuff, this is a late 20th century, early 21st century thing. This is a media thing where, you know, people want to see their names. And I'm happy that a lot of media outlets aren't publishing people's names, aren't publishing their manifestos, aren't giving the attention. I refuse to say any of their names. They are the murderers. I will not say their names. I will not go into any of that. Get your notoriety somewhere else. I do find it interesting, however, that they do seem to fall into a certain kind of political ideology, and that they seem to have a certain line of thought that, look, you know, it is what it is. The Republicans have been feeding their base for years. And as I've said, do I know that, you know, the talking heads on the right believe what they're spewing? No, I don't know that. I think they know that it's profitable. I think they believe that and they know they're making money off of it. And so what if a couple of the dim, you know, go off on the deep end? We're in dangerous times. And this is where statesmen, leaders, have to step forward. And I love John Kennedy's analogy. We should be treating it, you know, like a drunk driving issue. We got idiots. Idiots are ruining it for the law abiding people. Law abiding gun owners should be going, yeah, we want the idiots dealt with. Yeah, we should be better gun owners. We should be demanding accountability. See, we used to be that country. The Republican Party used to be that country. they used to be that party in this country, that they used to, in their platform, personal responsibility was part of it. Yeah, you can't seem to get them to be responsible for anything. It's always somebody else to blame. Always. And that's what's frustrating about the moment that we're in history, and why we need to be really forcing the Democrats to be pushing this. Now, politically, is this going to hurt them in November? I got to think, if you make the right case, we're not coming for law-abiding gun owners' guns. We're coming after the idiots. We're coming after the people who misuse this stuff. We're coming after the people who are irresponsible. For me, that's the idea forward. Love to hear yours. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. If you miss any of the program, download the podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts. We are there. Thanks so much for being here. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Rick Smith Show. Email Rick. Rick@thericksmithshow.com. Until next time, this has been The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.